This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mary Harned. She's the staff counsel at Americans United for Life, a pro-life organization taking on a major initiative in order to convince some skeptical Democrats that it's time to vote against the health care plan because it offers taxpayer funding for abortions. And Mary, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Explain your ad campaign.
Well, right now we are running ads in some key districts. As you mentioned, there are districts that are currently held by Democrat members of Congress. These are Democrats who voted in favor of the Stupak-Pitts Amendment to the House Health Care Reform Bill. That amendment ensured that there was no taxpayer funding for abortion in the House bill. Now they're being faced with the pending vote on, or coming vote on, the Senate Health Care Reform Bill in the House. That bill does not prevent federal funding for abortion. In fact, it has some very anti-life language in it. So we are running ads to remind these members of Congress that we really appreciate their vote in the House before, but we are asking them to take a strong stance against this bill because it does not protect life.
And I know this campaign's already underway. Have you gotten any response from the members?
I know we've heard from constituents, definitely people who are actually seeing these ads and are getting involved, and it's encouraging them to contact their district offices to let their voices be heard. So, a lot of people out there in the districts are noticing them and are reaching out to the offices.
We're talking with Mary Harned of Americans United for Life, and Mary, we've heard obviously that a concern about the abortion language is a big problem for Congressman Bart Stupak and the so-called Stupak 12. There's possibly up to 12 Democrats who will in fact vote against this thing if in fact the language doesn't change. However, we've heard in the last few days that some might be caving, others may be coming on board. It's hard to know exactly what the whip count is. What can you tell us about the Stupak 12 in particular?
Well, I don't know exactly where the numbers are right now. I know that Congressman Stupak was giving interviews just a day ago in which he was stating that he doesn't believe that Speaker Pelosi is close to the votes right now, and he's definitely standing firm, and he believes others are as well. And and there have been some other members who've been very outspoken about it. So, we still have high hopes that there are many of these members who are going to stick to their principles. And even though, some of these members, like Congressman Stupak, desperately, want to support this bill, they care very much, about this bill, they're not willing to compromise their principles and agree to vote for a bill that does not protect life, but in fact will lead to federal funding for abortion and for plans that cover abortion. So we're just hoping that other members will follow Congressman Stupak's lead and will stick to their principles and demand that language like the Stupak-Pitts Amendment be included in any health care reform bill that they support.
Mary, I've seen a couple of leaders in the pro-life community say that anyone who votes for this Senate bill with this language can pretty much give up the label of pro-life. Would you see it that way?
Well, I don't want to say that they give up their labels pro-life. I know that there are a lot of very sincere people who are grappling with understanding this. We just hope that our information is getting out there, that these members understand that this language is not pro-life, that it's been crafted to sound that way, but it leads to direct funding for plans that cover abortions and even could allow direct federal funding for abortions themselves in the bill. There's also the mandate authority in the bill that could allow the government to possibly force insurance plans to cover abortions. So even though it's been very craftily written, it is not pro-life. So I don't want to make that strong of a statement, but I will say that we are scoring against the votes on the vote on this bill and any vote that will move this bill forward, which means that we consider it definitely an anti-life vote.
Mary, just elaborate a little bit on some of the points you just made about why the bill is, in fact, not a pro-life bill. You mentioned a couple in passing there. Just talk about those a little bit more.
Okay. For one thing, the bill allows for these new individuals who now will be able to receive a government subsidy to help them pay for their insurance, it allows those subsidies to be applied to insurance plans that cover abortions. So this is completely contradicts current law. Under the Hyde Amendment and the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program and existing law, there is no federal subsidization of insurance plans that cover abortion. So that's one problem. Another problem is that there's a very limited funding prohibition in the bill. It says that those subsidies cannot be used directly to pay for abortions. However, that funding prohibition does not apply to any other provisions in the bill. So there's this new amount of this new allocation, this new authorization for $7 billion for community health centers, and there's no prohibition on using that funding for abortion. So that could be used to directly pay for abortions. There's also there are also various mandate authorities in the bill. The one that's most comes to mind is the one that was put in by Senator Barbara Mikulski, which allows a federal agency to determine certain what health procedures are considered preventive care. And if it is considered preventive care, the agency can require private insurance companies to cover it. There's nothing to prohibit abortion from being categorized by an agency as preventive care. So you could actually see insurance companies, private insurance companies, being forced to cover abortions. These are just a few of the very blatant abortion-related problems in the bill.
And just to follow up on that, Mary, I know this happened in the House, but since we're dealing with the Senate, we'll focus on that for the moment. There were efforts, from what I understand, by Republicans in the Senate to put Hyde-type language specifically in the bill to remove any doubt, and that was voted down in committee, correct?
Well, actually, it was voted down on the floor. It was tabled on the floor. There was Senators Nelson, Hatch, and Casey offered an amendment on the Senate floor that mirrored the Hyde Amendment and the Stupak-Pitts Amendment, but it was actually tabled, which is a method of just basically killing it so that it can't receive an actual vote. So, yes, there was a chance for them to put the exact language into the Senate bill. And if they had done that, they probably wouldn't be facing nearly the problems they're having right now in getting this through the House. But there are too many the abortion lobby is too strong, and there's too many of their friends in Congress to allow that to happen.
Very interesting. Mary, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed.
Thank you for having us.
Mary Harnett is staff counsel at Americans United for Life. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.